Chapter 5. After a long walk, I went back to the house. I found Gatsby and Daisy sitting together quite happily. "It stopped raining," I said.
"Good," said Gatsby.
"I want you and Daisy to come over to my house. I'd like to show her around."
"Are you sure you want me to come too?" I said.
"Absolutely, old sport," he said.
We waited outside for Daisy.
"Do you think Daisy will like my house?" he said, nervous again. "Do you think it's good enough for her?"
I began to worry that Gatsby's love for Daisy was too great. Gatsby's house was the greatest house on the whole island. If they truly loved each other, then it shouldn't matter how good or bad his house was. When Daisy came out of the cottage, she looked at Gatsby's house in awe.
"Oh my," she said. "Is this really your house?"
He smiled then and took us on a tour of his luxury house. As we went through the house and gardens, Gatsby watched Daisy all the time. Did she like it? Was it enough? Fortunately, she thought it was the most wonderful house in the whole world. They were very happy together, so I quietly slipped away and went back home. It was soon after this that Gatsby told me the true story about himself. He was not old money. He was not related to anyone famous. He wasn't a spy or even a war hero. All those stories were made up.
"I was actually born very poor," he said. "I was a lower class. But I did not accept that. I didn't want to live a poor life. I wanted to be rich."
He left home and looked for work. One day he saw a boat in trouble. He swam out to the boat and helped the owner, who turned out to be very rich. They became friends. The rich man told Gatsby that being rich means you behave in a certain way. So he taught him how to act like he was wealthy.
"After that," said Gatsby, "when people met me, they thought I was rich, even though I was poor because of the way I behaved. I acted upper class, so they thought I was upper class."
When the war started, he became an officer because it was a good job and he got a smart uniform. Lots of the officers were upper class. He started going to upper class parties with the other officers.
"And that's where I met Daisy," he said. "My golden girl. She was the most beautiful, most perfect girl in all the world."
Daisy's family wanted her to marry an upper-class man, and so Gatsby pretended he had lots of money. He told Daisy he would come back after the war to marry her. But after the war, he was still poor. He needed money to marry Daisy. He spent years making money, but it took too long. Daisy married Tom instead. When Gatsby found out, he was extremely upset and shocked. His love for Daisy was everything. He must win her back. He bought the house opposite hers so he could be near her. He hosted extravagant parties to get her attention. He hoped she might come to one of the parties, but she never did. And then finally he met me, who knew Daisy and could get them together. Now that they were together, Gatsby and Daisy were very happy. They saw each other as much as possible. I did not feel bad about this because Tom had another woman. So why shouldn't Daisy have another man? But Gatsby wanted more. He wanted Daisy all to himself. He wanted her to leave Tom and live with him instead. He wanted to marry her.